This is the magical journey of Goddess Chrissy Marie, and I'm your hostess with the mostest, Goddess Chrissy Marie. So, I was just really feeling good, just finished my homework for this week, and I was just drinking my spirulina water, feeling good, just feeling so whole and complete, and just realizing that some of the worries and anxieties that I had previously, I no longer felt that. And it felt good to be in a state of just wholeness and completeness and knowing who and what I am, and that life loves me and life supports me. And then Spirit gave me a message, and I want to share this message with you. The message that I received was, it's more than enough. Because I realized as I was just pondering in spirit certain aspects of my life, I realized I was in lack. However, Spirit reminded me, no, my baby, it's more than enough. All right, so that means it's more than enough jobs, it's more than enough partners, it's more than enough clients, customers, hell, it's even more than enough time. You know how sometimes you realize you need to do something and then you're telling yourself, oh, there's not enough time. That's an affirmation. You got to stop saying that, because what will happen is time will start contracting, and we don't want time to contract. We want it to expand. Now, of course, if you know you're getting through your work day, you want it to speed up, but not in all instances. You want time to contract. You want it to expand. So it just depends on the situation you're in. So yeah, you know, there's more than enough time, right? And even for those of us that feel like, hey, I need to do XYZ by this time, by this age, by this season. And I'm here to tell you, baby, if it's something that you want to do, be, and have, you have more than enough time. Time is always on your side. And you have to tell yourself that. And what I notice is when I was just sinking into that affirmation and that feeling and that message from Spirit, oh my God, whew, I felt so good just in my mind, my body, my soul, and my spirit. And I realized some of the things that I thought I was in a rush or that it was taking too long. I realized, my baby, I'm at the right place at the right time, saying the right things, doing the right things with the right people. I cannot miss my opportunity. So it's always more than enough. There is no lack. The only lack we have is the lack that we place upon ourselves. So I challenge you to start telling yourself when those intrusive thoughts come up, or those worries or insecurities or whatever the case may be. And basically, you know, from a state of lack, start telling yourself, no. It's more than enough. It's more than enough. There is no lack. I live in an abundant universe. And then Spirit started giving me more revelation. Spirit was like, look around you, my baby. Look at life. When I look to the grass, it's in abundance. When I look to the trees, it's in abundance. When I look to the sky, it's in abundance. When I look to the ocean, it's in abundance. When I look to my body, because baby, I'm fine, it's in abundance. When I look to these beautiful locks hanging from my head, it's in abundance. I'm abundance. It's more than enough. So yes, get out of that spirit of not being enough. Because what I realize is, and I'm pretty sure other people can relate to this, when you're vibrating on lack, aka not enough, you operate a certain way. You become desperate, or you take whatever you can get, or you take whatever type of treatment people may give to you because you feel like, hey, it's not enough. This is all I get. But I'm here to remind you, as long as you have breath in your body and you can open your eyes, you have time. You have enough of whatever you want. And don't allow the 3D to fool you and thinking, oh, you need to hurry up. You need to rush. Because what you're rushing for? Because again, it's about the journey and the destination. You don't want your head, you don't want to feel like, a chicken with your head cut off. You don't want to be walking around frantic and full of anxiety and just not enjoying the experience and the journey. And then once you get to the destination, you look back to the journey, you're like, damn, it was a fly journey, but I wasn't present for it. So no more of that. Get present in your mind, your body, and your soul. Get present right now and start affirming to yourself, it's more than enough. I have a more than enough time. I have more than enough money. I have more than enough love. I have more than enough time to take vacations or whatever the case you may be. You have more than enough. There is no lack. And I guarantee you, if you continuously affirm that to yourself, you will walk different. You will be present in a moment so you can get the blessings of the present moment, and you can be led internally from your inner guide, God, universe, ancestors, whatever title you want to put on it. But yeah, don't walk this planet thinking that it's not enough. Don't walk this planet in constant anxiety and fear and not feeling like it's enough. It is enough. That is a lie of the ego. And listen, I've said this several times. I have no beef with my ego. I love my ego. My ego is what keeps me grounded in this reality. It's what keeps me in this earth realm. I don't want to be like a ghost floating around. Oh, I can't wait to leave earth. No. Ego is perfectly fine, but sometimes we just have to bring our ego to ourselves and say, listen, ego, I hear you, I see you, I affirm you, and your feelings are valid. However, there's more than enough. There's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to stress about. We are good. And I guarantee you, if you start really talking to your ego like that, your ego will calm down and you and your ego will become friends. And I know some people are anti-ego and they want to kill their ego, but baby, I don't kill my ego over here. I make peace with my ego. I talk to my ego. I love on my ego. And there are some things about me, people may be like, it's egoic, and that's fine. That's absolutely fine. Because again, our ego, in my opinion, this is what feels good to me, is what keeps me rooted and connected to this planet. And in my opinion, most people have an ego anyway, and they cater to their ego. But that's a story for another day. But anyway, the point of this podcast is that, like I said before, I had just finished my homework. I was drinking my spirulina water, just feeling good, listening to some R&B music, just really present, feeling good in my mind, my body, and my soul, just like really tapped in. And I just realized that I was just free from things that I was previously like semi-worried and had anxiety about. And spirit was just like, yeah, baby, all is well. You are good. You are safe. It's more than enough. It's more than enough. You are absolutely good in this particular moment. And one thing a close friend told me one time, whenever you find yourself like having a quote unquote meltdown and you're just worried and you're stressful, if you're able to come home to yourself, and what you can do is talk to your ego and tell your ego, listen, right now, all is well. I am safe. I have everything that I need. This is not an emergency. And I guarantee you, if you start doing that, just calming your ego down, coming back home to yourself, you're doing a couple things. Number one, you are self-soothing. So you are teaching yourself that, hey, I can calm myself down. Then number two, you are showing yourself that I have the antidote for what I need. I'll be okay. And then since it's a habit, when it happens again, you'll be able to repeat. You'll be able to repeat it over and over again. Yeah, because I know how it is. Listen, I'm a teacher. I'm a spiritualist. I've been on this journey for a while, but just like anybody else, I have normal feelings, normal human anxieties and stress, whatever the case may be. However, I honor those feelings, because guess what? We don't run from our feelings over here. We don't push it down. We don't fake and Jake, okay? We keep it real with ourselves. We don't run from feelings and emotions and thoughts. You, for me, I like to confront them, love on them, affirm them, let them know, hey, I see you, we're good. And then typically it'll go away. And that's all you have to do. So yeah, again, I just wanted to come on and just remind you. It's more than enough. There's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to stress about. You're good, you're safe, and you're whole. So on that note, you already know I absolutely love you and I appreciate you. And I thank you so very much for supporting me over these years as I changed the name of my podcast, changed my name. Y'all know I like to change it up. Because listen, and I spoke about this in another podcast, like I just like switching archetypes. I like switching energies. It feels good. That's just part of my personality. But anyway, you know, I love you a long time from this lifetime to the next. Peace.